Hey family, King Caruso here, your Black History buff. Real quick, before the show starts, I just wanted to let you know that rather than running an ad for some random product, I've decided to bet on myself and use this spot to ask you to join me on Patreon. By joining, you'll help keep the podcast ad light, support the work that I do, and help me build a community away from the algorithms. And guess what? You can join for free. So if that sounds good, head over to Patreon and search for Black History Buff, or just check the link in the description. All right, I'm done. Now, let's jump into today's episode. Hey family, this is King Caruso, the Black History Buff, and today we're going back to 1958, a time when simply seeking an education could land you in an asylum, if you were black. Today, we're talking about Clennon King, a scholar whose courage in the face of injustice revealed just how deeply segregation corrupted not only education, but the very systems meant to protect our humanity. Stick with me, this one's equal parts frustrating and inspiring. Let's set the stage. Mississippi in the late 1950s was a fortress of segregation. The University of Mississippi, better known as Ole Miss, was an all-white institution. Integration was more than just frowned upon. It was actively and violently resisted. Just applying as a black person was seen as a direct challenge to the status quo. Clennon King, a black scholar and civil rights activist, decided to do just that. King was already a trailblazer. He earned degrees from historically black colleges and universities and was passionate about education and justice. When he applied to Ole Miss to pursue a law degree, his actions weren't just personal, they were very much political. He wanted to challenge the idea that black Americans were unworthy of equal access to education, but Ole Miss wasn't having it. The university rejected King's application outright. Now, rejection was expected, but what came next wasn't. King's application stirred outrage amongst white officials. They called him delusional for daring to believe he could study alongside white students. And here's the twist. Instead of simply denying him entry, they claimed he was mentally ill. I'll say that again. They claimed he was mentally ill. Local authorities declared King insane and forcibly committed him to a mental institution. Their justification? His insistence on applying to Ole Miss was considered evidence of insanity. Let that just sink in for a moment. The simple act of seeking an education was enough to strip this man of his freedom and dignity. Hey family, I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Yes, this is an ad, but it's an ad for me. I forgot to mention at the start of the episode that along with Patreon, I also have a newsletter that you can join for free. Isn't it refreshing to get an ad for free stuff for once? The newsletter is something I set up to keep in touch with like-minded people who don't love being glued to apps, but still want to keep up to date with what's going on through the good old written word, you know, like our ancestors did back in the 90s. You can find a link to join in the description. Okay, I'm out. Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you, and please enjoy the rest of the show. King's case wasn't just about one man. It was a reflection of the broader strategies used to suppress the civil rights movement. By labeling activists as unstable or dangerous, white authorities sought to delegitimize their efforts and scare others into submission. This tactic wasn't new. Throughout history, black leaders and activists have been painted as radical or crazy to justify their mistreatment. We see this today. King's ordeal shows how institutional racism wasn't confined to schools or voting booths. It was embedded in healthcare, policing, and every corner of society. After 10 days in the asylum, King was released thanks to public pressure. But the damage was done. Though King's attempts to integrate the university failed, it set the stage for others to follow. Because just a few years later, James Meredith would successfully integrate the university in 1962 under federal protection. King's courage reminds us that progress often comes at a personal cost. He paid the price so others could walk through the doors he was denied access to. His story also challenges us to think about ways systemic racism manifests today. Are there any modern day Glennon Kings you can think of? Peoples whose ambitions are labelled as outlandish or impossible simply because they disrupt the norm. What do you think, family? Glennon King's story may be over 60 years old, but the questions it raises are timeless. How do we challenge the systems that still exclude and marginalise people today? What can we learn from King's resilience? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I really want to hear what you have to say about this one. If you want more information on this story, join me on Patreon because I've made a special members-only version of this that digs a little deeper into King's fascinating story. Until next time, family, stay curious, stay courageous, and please stay blessed. Hey, you stay till the end credits like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.